How do you understand who Esav was? He was brought up in the house of Yitzchak. The pasuk says, "Vayivez Esav as habechera," which means that he despised or disgraced, devalued the bechera, the rights of the firstborn. So we were always brought up to understand the reason why he sold the bechera, the firstborn, is because he didn't hold the avodah, the working in the Beis Hamikdash, in high regard, and therefore he thought, you know what, I'm just going to sell it. Which it's quite shocking. Esav grew up in the house of Yitzchak under the influence of Avraham Avinu. So how is it possible that the avodah working in the Beis Hamikdash meant nothing to him? If we look carefully at the Psukim, it becomes apparent that only after he had sold the firstborn right to Yaakov, that's when he made fun of it, that's when he despised the Beis HaMikdash. But before that, the Pasuk says something completely different. The Pasuk says, "Hini anoichi ho'elech lamos," I'm going to die, "v'lam li b'chayra." So Rashi explains that there's a conversation taking place between Esav and Yaakov. Says Esav, Esav says, there's going to be serious punishment. There's so many warnings. There's so many rules. I'm going to die. And therefore, what use is it to me? So we see from the Pesukim that the reason why he gave up the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, why he sold the Bechorah, is not because he didn't take it seriously and didn't hold of that job in high regard, but he didn't have the self-respect. He didn't have self-confidence. He didn't have self-esteem. He felt inadequate. He felt that he wasn't capable of doing the Avodah, of fulfilling the mission of what was wanted of him in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he gave up the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he sold the Bechira. He felt, wow, this is such a huge responsibility. I'm not up to the task. And that's why he sold it. And it was only after he gave up the Avodah, in order that he shouldn't feel that he'd given up something that was worth holding on to, so he rationalized and said, ah, it's not so important, it's not so worthy. But really, it came from a place of not feeling worthy of himself. And once he gave it up, because of that, he convinced himself that Avodah is not really worth holding on to. So this fear of not living up to responsibility is what paralyzed Esav in becoming great. It caused him to give up hope of Yirush, and he lacked the self-confidence that was needed to rise up to the challenge. Instead of allowing this awe of Hashem to empower him, that confidence that Hashem is behind me, he allowed that awe to paralyze him. And only once he let that fear paralyze him, that's when he says, "Vayivis Esav Zabachera," that's when he despised and made fun of the firstborn right. Because the person can't live with himself that he gave up on something, on a major opportunity. The Shema Shmuel writes, "The primary shortcoming of human beings are that they don't recognize the greatness of their soul." He writes that if a person has the clarity of vision to know who they are and what their potential for greatness is, it'd be impossible for them to do anything wrong. But the problem is that we lack a strong self-belief. We lack courage. But a Jew needs to remember, a human being, that we have endless potential. Remember, we have an neshama. This part of us is a part of Hashem that knows truth with clarity, that has no limitations. That's the essence of who we are. And we all have access to it. And it takes work. It's a lifelong process. But we're stuck. We're stuck in the image of ourselves. I mean, yeah, we don't mind some physical exertion, but to make emotional demands of ourselves, we limit ourselves and say, that's beyond me. Hashem has very high expectations of us. Every Jew is expected to know so much. When we get up there to Shemayim, Hashem is going to say, we're going to be tested on everything. All the secrets, Nigla, Nista. We have high expectations of who we're supposed to be. And in regards of our Midas, everyone has an obligation to perfect ourselves. Every Jew deserves a biography. There's so much greatness inside of us. You just don't want to believe it, because it's much easier to say you can't. The Jew can do so much. If we want to get anywhere in life, we have to leave that comfort zone, to leave what's comfortable, to demand of ourselves greatness. How do you tap into that greatness? How do you understand that you have neshama? Try something one notch above where you think you can be. Try it. See how great you feel. Try another one. And another one. There's endless Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem is there for you. He performs miracles all the time. You just have to be willing to accept it. When we let go, see how great Hashem is going to make it for you. We can't sell ourselves short. See how great you can become. Because this is what you were created for. There's just no limits. There's endless Siyata Deshmaya available. Just go for it, and B'Siyata Deshmaya, you'll see yourself become a great person. Good Shabbos.